9:06 at WFBQ Indianapolis, Q95. You're with Bob and Tom. Good morning.
Good morning. Coming up in a few minutes, we're going to be speaking with Purdue man, George
Goble.
Goble, who won something called the Ig Nobel Prize.
For igniting a charcoal on fire in
we spoke to him
3
earlier.
Seconds.
And we want to speak to him again coming up a little bit later this morning. Right now, this portion of our program brought to you by
Futon Shop Waterbed Warehouse.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Good morning.
Hello.
No. This is a show.
We're going to get back to our...
No entertainment news? Oh, we're going to entertain ourselves.
Oh, I'm sorry. We can do that. Oh, we do have...
George Goble.
George Goble, okay. Professional engineer. And
on line 3, George, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Fine. And you?
Oh, pretty good.
Now, George, I understand that last week you were presented with what is called the Ig Nobel Prize.
Yeah, that's true.
Not to be confused with the Nobel Prize, which I guess was awarded for, medicine this morning or something. And last week, I think they had, I don't know if it was...
Literature,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. On a Polish poet or something.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, can you explain the Ig Nobel Awards for us?
It's just meant to be a spoof or a humorous version of the Nobel Awards. It's really, nowhere close to it, but it's, I guess, Mark Abrams is the one that started this, the Annals of Improbable Research or something like that. They have a webpage, www.improb.com, and it's for something that... For things that should not or could not be reproduced is what you have to qualify for to win in the category.
So I gather you didn't get $100,000, huh?
No, I didn't. I haven't got anything yet. The person I sent out to pick it up hasn't returned yet, so I'm not even sure if there's anything.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you won the prize, and we've discussed this with you before, for your work as an engineer in developing a method of igniting charcoal in the fastest manner possible.
Yeah, the 3-second charcoal light.
Now, can you review quickly your charcoal lighting technique for us?
Well, you just load a heavy-duty grill up with 50 or 60 pounds of charcoal briquettes and put one lit cigarette in it.
Right.
You have to have an ignition source or you'll create an explosive condition if you don't have it pre-ignited with a cigarette, and then dump in 3 gallons of liquid oxygen standing about 10 feet back with a bucket on a long 2x4, but due to all the people concerned about it, we don't like grills anymore, just sort of thing in the past, but it just stirred up lots of people, and people that make liquid oxygen nationwide are afraid of the liability of somebody going out and incinerating themselves.
True.
But if you consider the same thing done with a bucket of gasoline, would cause much... a lot bigger mess and be much more dangerous, but yet no one says anything about banning gasoline.
I see. So are you saying that it's difficult to replicate this experiment then?
Well, yeah. The award just walked in here while I'm talking to you. Joe Psycho's just got back from the trip, and it's a, describe it to you, it's a 3 cubes like on a concentration game. You rotate on a pole, and it's got heads. It's got 1996 Ig Nobel Prize, and then you can rotate 4 positions of each of the 3 cubes to, pick a head, a mid part, and then a bottom, and then you can line them up any way you want.
There's no cash in any of those, is there?
No.
No dough at all. What is the Nobel worth? $1 million?
Yeah, something like that. Let me check here.
Checking Nobel, see what it's worth.
I think at least get something.
Yeah, Joe says the Polish person that got it, it was slightly over $1 million.
Wow.
Last week.
Million American.
Yeah.
That's handy.
Mm-hmm.
But the Ig Nobel,
nothing.
Nothing. It's just notoriety and...
I see. Now, we have put up a connector from our website to yours. We've had several million hits, actually, recently when we put up the naked pictures of Chick McGee. We've recently added to our website some photographs of the naked Hyapatia Lee, although we had to censor the photographs, and some other shots of Bob getting his flu shot and some others. But people who are interested in your work and can actually see the... the special production you do to ignite the charcoal. How hot does the charcoal get and how quickly?
Well, it's around 10,000 degrees, and you can actually start it in about 2 seconds if you're pour a lot on, but that causes a lot of briquettes to blow out of the front of the grill from the pressure developed.
That could be dangerous.
You can do it 3 to 5 seconds if you want to make more visible fire, like to shoot a video or something. But the one on the very first shot on the page was actually about a 2 second light, and we had to put tinfoil on it to try and contain it.
Didn't you say the brightness was the actual when it ignited, it was 3 times brighter than the sun?
Well, that sunlight at the surface, it's not looking straight at the sun by any means. It's nowhere near that. But I was just basing that on automatic exposures on cameras that tracked it. It was about the rest of the surroundings became dark about 3 f-stops down, which is a factor 8 on the light. So at the surface delivered, it's about 3 times the sunlight reaching the Earth, you know, but not directly looking at the surface of the sun, of course.
I see. But it's still a mighty bright light.
Mighty bright.
Right.
So you should wear sunglasses then.
Definitely. Not stare straight at it. But it's so short that it's...
That it only just burn your retinas briefly.
Now, if you use a standard Weber grill, this technique would actually ignite the grill. Is that correct?
Well, the one we used, the cheap one, the $2.88 one on there, it was just something Osco had on special.
Uh-huh.
And it was really flimsy. And that was the one that was in the Indianapolis Star on the 4th of July. It just disintegrates, and the grill actually burns like magnesium under, like it's when it's in oxygen. But we did take a Weber, also the Joe Sykos's grill for the Indianapolis Star lighting this summer, and it took 3 buckets of LOX to burn that thing through. I mean, it was built like a tank compared to the little flimsy one.
Oh, so it is possible then to do with a Weber if you want to get it.
Yeah, you can do a non-destructive grill light if you just pour the bucket in slowly in several spots rather than dumping it all in at once.
Of course, we should mention to anyone that this is really a highly dangerous procedure.
It's also hard to get a hold of liquid oxygen, I believe.
Sure.
Unless we're not doing it anymore either. You know, just enough people weren't happy with it, so continued it. So just the only thing that remains is the pictures and the videos on the webpage for people to look at.
Okay.
So the video is available. They can actually see the igniting.
Yes.
On your webpage.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we'll tell everyone they can just... The easiest way to find your webpage is just to find ours and click over.
Yeah, we have a link to it.
We're at BOBANDTOM, Bob and Tom. While you're there, you can check out the new pictures of Bob getting his flu shot on the bum and Bob's ass mohawk, as we've called him. George, thank you very much, and we urge everyone to enjoy your page and be very careful and not try to duplicate.
Congratulations on your award also, George.
Okay.
Now, does it say I period G period Nobel, or is it Ig Nobel?
I guess it's just Ig Nobel. It's capital I, lowercase g, and then space and Nobel.
Okay. Okay, we couldn't figure out exactly if they were trying to make a play in the word or not.
Right.
Well, thank you very much, George, and congratulations again.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
George Goebel, the winner of one of several winners of the Ig Nobel Prize. One of his fellow winners won it for a theory about why toast always falls on the side you've just finished buttering.
How venereal diseases are transmitted with inflatable dolls.
Mm-hmm. Those are some of the other winners in the category of science.
Transmitted with inflatable dolls.
Uh-huh. Hey. Inflatable dolls.
You want to use...
We don't want to share your dolls, is I think what they're telling us.
Hey, man, don't share your needles and don't share your dolls.
That's
God,
right.
She is so beautiful. Can I borrow her? Wow, that's frightening.
Christy Elias here with some entertainment news. Christy?